You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. All right, we got another awesome show called Easy Talk Live. Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., I'm your host, E.Z., on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. This is the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. So I'm going to start off today's show by just letting you know what you have to expect. We got a great guest, good friend of mine. Her name is Kimberly Moore, and she'll be coming on around 10:35 or so, and she is a philanthropist. She is a founder of so many different charities, so many different different things. We're going to be telling you more about her. She'll be on here pretty soon. We're going to talk a little bit about the Veterans Day, the Watering Seeds, sponsored by Domino's, honoring our heroes experience at the StubHub Center. It was an amazing event, amazing. If you go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page on Facebook, you'll see a whole bunch of cool videos and things that you're only going to get the easy way. And then, of course, we got Shabadoo with breaking news, and he's got all the legends on there. And then we're going to go into some updates on some events and some cool updates and what's going on. Easy Way 411 is what we call it. And so the Watering Seeds thing, this is a segment of Easy Way Cares. Man, oh, my God, the event was so hot. First of all, you know, we got there, and the venue held about 8,000 people. I have one of our Easy Way, actually the Easy Way Angels coordinator, supposed to be calling in. Her name is Patty H. Morris. She should be calling in to talk to you guys a little bit about her dancers and what went down. I saw at least 65 dancers or so. There's the amazing performances. Patty H. Morris, is that you?
That's me.
There she is. I was just introducing you guys. This is our Easy Way Angel coordinator, and she's kind of turning into our talent coordinator for Easy Way Broadcasting. She is here on the show with us. And, Patty, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. We were just talking about the Honoring Our Heroes experience. And you are a hero, and I know we honored our heroes. And what would you say if you were on the radio talking about the experience that you received? You know, who were some of the dancers that you brought down? What was some of the stuff that the listeners that weren't able to be at the event, what went down? What went down that in your eyes?
Wow. Well, we had a lot of things going on at the same time. So no matter what area of the venue you were in, you would see people playing soccer, playing tennis. You know, we had our sports people out there. We had people in wheelchairs. We had our Special Olympics, which put on a show for us, playing basketball. There were so many different things to see and watch. And, of course, we had our dancers, and we had Will Chambers, of course, singing, the winner of The Voice. So there were so many.
His name is actually Will Champlin.
Will Champlin. My mistake. I apologize.
Well, I mean,
anyway,
the guy's been on The Voice. The guy's
a
legend in the music industry. You got to make sure his name's right. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he did a fabulous job, you know, bless him for coming out and doing this for us. And there were just, you know, a myriad of different activities. We had a Disney Frozen set for the children that they could play in, and we had virtual reality pizza stores going on. They gave out, I think they had 400 pizzas. They were giving out pieces of pizza to everybody, you know, fed the dancers, fed the staff, fed the clients and people who came to the show that day. So there was a lot going on in different
areas. What do you think the coolest part of the entire – I mean, yeah, you had Disney's Frozen set. You had Salmon Maluth there, who's a Hollywood stunt car driver. He's been on Fast and Furious 3 and 4 and tons of other movies as far as anything to do with stunt cars. And he's trying to get me in his car to we're trying to raise some money for veterans, and you guys will see an interview. You'll see some videos. In fact, if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page, you'll see a video of Summer Lean, Executive Vice President of California Pictures, Sammy Maloof, and my boy Willie G with G Block, Fox Tribune. He's on KTLA and CW, and myself. And at the end of the conversation, Sammy's like, "Oh, I'm going to get Easy in the car with me, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that." And you see me shaking my head. I'm like, "No, nah, you're not. I don't think so." But yeah, what was your favorite part of the day, Patty?
Well, of course, my dancers. Love seeing the dancers out there. And they were having a great time. They were dancing in front of the stage. They were standing over to the side, practicing. They were having a great time. They were meeting lots of other dancers and people. So it was a very fun day for them. They got to also go on the red carpet and have a little say, which was overly exciting for them because some of them have never been on a red carpet before. So they were very, very, very excited to do that. And there, I don't know, I just so enjoyed so many aspects of the day. I really also was very impressed that at the very end, we stopped and did a champagne toast to our veterans.
Yeah,
and
that was pretty cool.
The color guard came and played taps, and it was you know, a very memorable moment for us, really.
You know, my favorite part, Patty, and guys, we're going to go ahead and get to our guest here pretty soon, but my favorite part was the fact that Hollywood and the veterans, Watering Seeds, Domino's Pizza, all the different entities got together for an amazing cause for the veterans. You know what I mean? Like, all these people collectively put their efforts together. Easy Way, you know, we brought out Sam Sarpong, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, Carla Perez from the Power Rangers, Nyjah Detez from the Power Rangers, we didn't bring Sam Maloof, but Shabadoo, Michael, Boogaloo Shrimp, Pamela Hasselhoff, and just all the celebrities that, I mean, probably about five others that I'm not, it's not in the head right now, but shout outs to everybody that came from a long distance, might I add, a real long distance to support the veterans. The red carpet was rocking, and everybody collectively put their efforts together for people that gave their lives, for people that fought for our country. You know, I believe some money was raised. And guys, you can go to ericzulieblog.com, wateringseeds.org. We're going to be putting out a lot of cool stuff on everything that happened. And, Patty, I want to say thank you to you because I know that you put a good – within 3 or 4 days, you put a good effort in, and you brought through 65-plus, maybe even more, dancers that were really talented dancers. Not just dancers, but, you know, the baton thing that has the little swirly thing. Looks like a little kite that they've danced around. I don't know what it's called, but you know, you had break dancers, you had a lot of singers. Also, Domino's brought out some amazing singers from Texas. It was just an amazing day, guys. So I just wanted to highlight that for the veterans. And you guys can go to Easy Way Broadcasting's Facebook fans page for more information. Patty, do you have anything else you want to say before I bring our wonderful, amazing guest in?
No, I just want everybody to stay tuned to your station because you come up with so many interesting and maraud of different things going on all the time. Good for you.
Well, thank you, Patty. And hey, this one's for you because you brought on all the dancers. Okay. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and bring in our great guest. She's this girl. All right, so this girl needs no introduction. Because when it comes to being a star in the philanthropy and humanitarian world, she is probably the queen. In fact, you know, she's actually been – I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit of a resume so you guys know who this guest is. Kimberly Moore is an active and entrepreneur from New York City and goodwill ambassador to the United States of America, best known for her using her creative energy in raising funds and awareness for a variety of industries around the world. She has been successful in bringing together highly influential people from around the world in private gatherings to collaborate on business opportunities on a global scale and founded the Echelon Club in 2005 with the intention of incorporating a more charitable and gratifying component to each event. Inspired by her influential members, she founded the Kimberly Moore Foundation and created a great number of programs and campaigns well-recognized in the media benefiting children and families in her own communities. She is the founder of the Adopt a Letter program, which has adopted and the wishes of 20,000 underprivileged children last Christmas, and also the founder of Keeping Harmony Alive, a campaign dedicated to securing music programs in public schools located in the impoverished areas of Los Angeles. Ms. Moore is also a founder of the Echelon Society Club, ESC, an exclusive online community dedicated to keeping Echelon members up to date on events, groups, business, and forum discussions while keeping in direct contact with other influential members and their peers. Now, I'm going to skip down a little bit down because she's got so much of a resume, but I want to talk about this here real quick, guys. Since the information of the Echelon Club, and everything that she's done within the foundation, she's actually been honored with a lot of different awards, about 7 different awards. So she's received several honors in recognition of her charitable initiatives. In August 2008, she was officially honored by the Bell Garden City Hall Auditorium by the mayor and chief of police for her invaluable service, dedication, and outstanding contribution to the children of the community. Shortly after that, she was inaugurated an award title of honor of the Lady of Peacemaking Medal from His Royal Highness. I'm going to mess this name up. Sorry, His Royal Highness. Arkady Bogovic, for granting the wishes of thousands of children in need. It goes on and on, guys. We got Kimberly Moore in the house on Easy Talk Live, doing it the easy way. Kimberly Moore, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. I have a little bit of a headache after reading your resume, but I'm going to take a drink of
water. I have a headache, too.
Getting replenished.
Couldn't you find something shorter?
You know, that's the first one I found on the Internet, so I wanted to make sure that it's definitely in detail. But, guys, Kimberly Moore, what I really love about what she does is this adopt a letter thing, okay? And she literally, I'm going to let her expand more on detail of what she does, but she goes to underprivileged children's homes, families, and she's like a female Santa Claus. And if you search adopt a letter, you'll see that, you know, Fox, NBC, all these major networks, and everybody has covered and has supported this because it's so amazing. And a lot of times these kids actually will have, you know, health problems, you know. So I'm going to let you expand a little bit more, Kimberly, on what adopt a letter is, who you are, you know, talk to my audience, and we're glad to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Well, I mean, Christmas is approaching, and so the Adopt a Letter program is our main program right now for the next 3 months, where we answer letters that kids write to Santa Claus, and so far, you know, we've answered the wishes of over 30,000 children in the community. We actually put out North Pole mailboxes in underprivileged areas and secret locations, and children get to write letters directed to the North Pole. And we have a group of volunteers that picks up those letters, and we sit down and we read them, you know, for a couple weeks, and we determine which kid we're going to get. And a lot of times kids are writing to Santa Claus and they're asking Santa for food, and or they're asking Santa for clothes or warm socks with, you know, for their mom, or blankets. We even have, you know, really sad situations where kids are being bullied at school because, you know, they have holes in their clothes and they're asking Santa to, you know, if they can buy them some clothes, and or they want to be like other kids, or it's just it's really sad. And a lot of kids are asking for parents for their jobs for their parents. And so what we do, we actually get other people to adopt a letter, and or buy the gift, and they can drop them off to me. And what we do, we actually put like a really nice care package together, and we knock on their door throughout the Christmas holiday, and we make their dreams come true.
That is so cool. So you, how do you find out these letters? Like, there's a child writing a letter at their house and sending it to Santa Claus. How do you get a hold of it?
Well, in the beginning, children would just put it in the mailbox, and it would go to the U.S. Post Office. And I actually went out there one day. This was in 2007 to volunteer to read the letters to the kids and write letters back to the kids, until I found this one letter from a young boy named Kevin. He said, "Oh, dear Santa Claus, can you please bring us some food? We're hungry." And I said to the postal workers, I said, "Oh, my goodness, this kid is asking for food. What do we do?" You know, and she's like, "Yeah, we get a lot of letters like this." So I actually looked at the letter, and I turned the letter around. I looked at the zip code, and I saw his address, and I said, well, is it possible that we can get more letters from the zip code? So sure enough, she says, sure. So, you know, so she brought me to an area where actually a lot of the letters were divided by zip code. I think they come in by different zip codes, so you can actually easily sort through particular areas. And when I went and I looked through the other one, another kid was, you know, asking Santa Claus for medical help, or, you know, asking Santa for a warm coat or a bed because they sleep on the floor. And so I ended up taking a bunch of these letters, and they got my ID, and I had to, you know, I had to go through a whole process. And she says, what are you going to do with these letters? And I said, well, can't we just go and buy them, the stuff? I mean, it would be amazing. We could just go knock on their door, and we'll just say that we work for Santa Claus. And the woman said, well, it's a lot of work. You sure you want to do this? And I said, yes, I'm positive. And so I took a bunch of the boxes of letters home. It turns out, I think the post office gets about 4,000 letters a day.
Wow.
You know, from Christmas, from children all over. And so I try to take as many as I can. And that Christmas in 2007, I sent out an email. I didn't even have social media or Facebook or anything around that time. So I just sent it just through a regular email. And it just went viral. Friends sent it to their friends. They sent it to their family. Literally within a week, we received 3 truckloads of gifts at my home. My address was there. And all these gifts just kept pouring in, and people were just writing letters and sending cards and sending grocery cards and sending everything that they possibly can. And I seriously wasn't even prepared for it. But it was just an incredible Christmas. I mean, we spent about 2 weeks. We probably slept about 1-2 hours a day, just, you know, matching the gifts with the kids' letters, and, you know, and trying to organize their addresses and how we're going to distribute all these gifts at their doorstep. And we made a promise to all the people that donated that we would actually take pictures of the child, and they'll be able to go find their gift with their child and find it online. So it was definitely a lot of work, but it was gratifying. But I have to say, that Christmas, I walked out the door, and it must have been about 60, 70 volunteers outside waiting, and it was just incredible, I can't tell you. And it became one of the most popular Christmas stories on the news that year. And we went to visit 1,700 children at their homes. It took us
1,000.
About maybe 2 months.
Let me repeat that. Mm-hmm. 1,700 children at their homes. And it must cost some money to do that, gas money and getting the other toys. And do you – I mean, if I'm asking what I shouldn't ask, I mean, I try to get really into detail on what people do.
Go ahead. Ask away.
How much does it cost you to support these families and these children? Or how much does it cost your organization? What's your expenses like?
Well, I didn't have an organization. So all of that, pretty much, I got gifts from other people. And all the gas money and everything else just came from my pocket, pretty much. So I paid for everything.
So is that in the thousands? Is that in the hundreds?
Yeah, it was probably, you know, I can't remember. It was the first year. I remember I went broke, but it was hard because, you know, you read these letters and you say, well, you know, I have all these resources and I can always try to make more money. And so it was hard, and my girlfriend, she got involved, and she spent almost everything she had as well. But, you know, we had a few people that were, you know, spending money on using their cars and their trucks on gas and stuff like that were helping as well. But probably, I think, probably about maybe $6,000.
Wow. So, and I feel you, girl, because, you know, I'm the creator of Hollywood Unites, as you know, with Red Cross and the whole disaster thing. We try to unite Hollywood together when there's those disasters that happen in the world, unfortunately. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into exactly how much, but let's just say it was over $10,000, you know, to do these productions and do these things. And I just kind of wanted to point it out to the listeners.
No, it gets costly. And that was just for 2 months, you know. And then, of course, you know, you're going through letters and you say, oh, gosh, you know, we're missing this and we're doing that. And then you end up going to the store and buying, you know, stuff on your own. Because if you didn't get it, you know, through the gifts, and maybe, like, somebody bought little Joey a bicycle, but they left out his sister, we just can't go to Joey's house and bring him the bicycle. So I spend a lot of my money, and I would go out and I would get something for the sister as well. So,
can you do me a favor
too?
Can you tell that plane to turn down its engine in the background? Like, tell no planes, because we're doing an interview right now. It's rude. No, I'm kidding. I hear like a lawnmower playing here and there, and it's not. You know, you can't help it. All right, so let's go into. That was supposed to be funny here. You know what? I forgot. I run things. So wait, when I say things, it is funny. Hold on. Wait. Everybody laugh. Go. There we go. All right. And by the way, Kimberly, you are going to get the kids want to say yay to you for everything that you do, and they're very appreciative.
Oh.
I spent a while finding that sound just for you. And every time we play that sound on
Easy
Way Broadcasting, we're going to dedicate that sound to Kimberly Moore and what she does for these kids. So every time you guys hear that sound from now on Easy Way Broadcasting, you're going to think of Kimberly Moore and what she does. And so you do the Adopted Letter. Now, you do the Echelon Club thing, the Echelon Society Club. What's this Echelon Club thing?
Well, the Echelon Club is a platform for me to be able to develop campaigns and programs in the community. So it's a private members club, which is basically comprised of influential leaders from around the world that want to make a difference. So we put together dinners, you know, every couple months, and we just discuss the, you know, urgent issues that are going on in the community, and they get involved in our mentor programs for the kids as well, and they get to sponsor, you know, a few things that we do in programs. For the kids as well, so it works out
recently,
really well.
I know recently you and the Echelon Club were involved in the Friars Club thing in New York. I believe Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I was asked
Larry
to participate.
King.
Yeah, that was amazing. We were in New York. I think the event was on the 7th of October, and we were asked to participate with our members at that event. So we brought in some of our members from China. We have members in Dallas here as well in L.A. and in New York. And so it was great. Larry King was the host, and we had a great time. They honored Carlos Slim and for the Icon Award for Philanthropy and Robert De Niro as well. And they had some incredible singers and entertainment, and they raised a lot of money to go towards Wounded Warriors, and I believe some scholarships as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we just did an amazing event for the Wounded Warriors. It's all about the veterans. So since the formation of the Echelon Club, so you're not the founder of the Echelon Club, what's your exact involvement with that society?
With the Echelon Club?
Yes.
I'm the founder. And,
oh, you are the founder. I'm
sorry.
I misquoted. Then I'm reading. I read this incorrectly. Then. So you're the founder of the Echelon Club. So for people that are listening and they might want to get involved and become a member, you know, who are some of the people involved? What, you know, why would they want to get involved in the Echelon Club? So I'm looking at your website here and I see Billionaire 500 Magazine. I see Beverly Hills Orthopedic Institute. I mean, I see some pretty heavy hitters that are involved with this. This club here.
Well, we do. I mean, we do have a membership, but right now we have a waiting list, and we're doing a lot of restructuring because I'm actually going to be kind of changing the program a little bit and to focus a little bit more on the Kimberly Moore Foundation programs, the Adopt Letter program, Keeping Harmony Alive program, and our One Opportunity Knocks program as well, just because that's kind of where my focus is right now. So basically, we're going to be, you know, giving honorary membership to particular donors to our foundation. So we're kind of restructuring everything right now, but we have a lot of interesting people involved, and it's still going pretty strong. But I've been just a little bit less active in it the last maybe 6 months, just so that I can really start growing our programs. So I'm only one person, so. We're going crazy trying to build our programs here.
I know
yeah.
The whole I'm only one person thought. We are only one person trying to make a difference.
You know that well.
Yeah, so yeah. Keep me on the top of your list. Put me on the top of that waiting list. Now, you have an event coming up that I hear is going to be a very, very large community-based, Hispanic-oriented event, and you have the Justin Bieber, the Hispanic world involved, and you have this great thing you're doing, you know, with Santa Claus. You and Santa Claus are on the flyer, and tell us about this event coming up.
It's going to be at Plaza Mexico. And Plaza Mexico is not in Mexico. It's in Linwood, California, which is off the 405. And we are going to be celebrating our Adopt a Letter program with thousands of locals in the community, a lot of the very same families that we've helped throughout the years. So we're expecting probably, I would say, anywhere from like, oh gosh, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people coming. And
wow.
And we're giving kids in the community an opportunity for them to bring their Santa Claus letters for us to answer this Christmas. So it's going to be interesting. We have also a young boy, 16. He's not so young, but he's 16 years old. His name is Cheo Carrillo. And, yeah, he is kind of like the Justin Bieber of the Latin community out here, and he has a huge influence, and he has a really big heart, and he asked to get involved in our program. And we made him our Celebrity Hope Ambassador for the Kimberly Moore Foundation program. So he's going to be a little bit more involved with us even on going to homes and making wishes come true with kids and get involved in some public speaking as well. And he's going to be performing live on stage. He's going to be there probably between 12 and 3 and probably come on around 1 o'clock. And he has a huge fan base, so, you know, thousands and thousands of girls are in love with him, and and it can get pretty crazy. But we also have another show for the kids, and I spoke to a really good friend of mine, and he's able to bring in Hip Hop Harry for the kids, and they're going to do their live show that they do on television. They're going to do it for us at the event as well around 4 o'clock. And we have a few other, you know, singers and performers coming, so it'll be fun.
It sounds fun. So if somebody wants to get involved and support the event, is this a free event to get into? Do you have to get tickets?
It's a public event. We're telling everybody, please bring your toys, bring backpacks, school supplies, anything that you can bring to help, you know, help us deliver hope to more children this Christmas. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know,
yeah.
We do deal with a lot of stars. And
gifts.
We do deal with a lot of people that are influential in the entertainment industry and the corporate industry, and give us a flyer, and you'll be promoted on the show, and we'd be glad to promote you on our fans page and our blogs and whatever we can do to support what you do. And I strongly urge all my Easy Way supporters out there to support Kimberly Moore, follow her. We'll be putting all her information on our fans page, which is Easy Way Broadcasting, and support her efforts and what she's doing. And it's amazing what you're doing. Now, what do you have coming up? Because we do have we got to do this quick, but real quick, what do you have coming up? What's next?
After this, we're just going to be answering all those letters. I mean, I would imagine that we're going to probably get hundreds.
I'm being what you have coming up on TV and books and all the goodies, all the stuff that people don't know. I gotta get some.
Stuff like that. Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm working on a book. We're working on a documentary film as well, and a TV program called When Opportunity Knocks. You can check it out on our Facebook page, When Opportunity Knocks TV. And basically, we're taking Adopt a Letter program to another level. So a lot of times, like, children are asking for toys and for food and stuff like that. But now we actually go and visit children, and we'll notice maybe this kid is missing fingers or needs a prosthetic hand or something like that. So we actually take it to next level, and making dreams come true for kids. So we have situations where, you know, some kids are not doing very well in school because their parents lost their job or they got evicted, or these kids are living in motels and, you know, and they're looking for jobs for their parents. So we're trying to provide opportunities for them as well through this program. And we also reach out to the homeless as well and try to get them back on their feet. So it's pretty much almost a little bit the same, except, you know, we knock on doors and, you know, we just take it to another level. So.
Right, that's what you do. So we're gonna name you the philanthropy superwoman. That's our new name for you. Easily gave it to you. Remember that? You're the philanthropy superwoman. Thank you so much for being on the show, Kimberly. We really appreciate your
time.
Thanks
for having me.
And you guys definitely got to check her out. Kimberly Moore, that's Moore. And so we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I hope you enjoyed this segment of Easy Way Cares. Again, thank you, Kimberly. And
thank you so much. Well, I hope you guys can come down. So.
Yeah, guys, make sure you come to the event. Well, again, we'll have all the information on our fans page. So we're going to go a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have Shabba Doo from Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. doing what he does. Breaking news only on Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
And now, breaking news with Chuck Shabba Doo.
Shabba Doo, the ultimate innovator of many styles, got plenty styles. Check it out, we working it.
Let's give it up for the king of the street dance, Shabba Doo. Everything he do is completely enhanced. Started off with the lockers, to rocking with Shaka. I feel for those who oppose the cheap rocker.
The deep working it, dance man, the genius. Respect you true to Don Cornelius, the motivator of street dance styles today. And if you don't know a brother, check the wiki page.
Every legend needs a theme song when you hear this. Cherish the legacy, the man will never perish.
Who?
Shabba Doo, he brings the camera cool. Let his name ring from here to Santa Doom.
Locking, 5.0, rubber legging and whacking. Created cause the culture was lacking. Turfing, crumping, shuffling, tutting. Look at what the street kids started from.
And now your host, Shabba Doo.
Hey, what's going on, Eric? What's going on out there, people?
What's up, Shabba?
Hey, feeling good, and feeling really excited. We have a great show today, breaking news. And I tell you, man, it was a great event at the Veterans yesterday out at StubHub. What a blast I had.
How cool was this, okay? It wasn't
it was
just
awesome.
A great event. It was a historic event because it was about the veterans. But Easy Way was able to, I gotta take credit for this because Easy Way was able to put two legends back together again, okay? If you guys go to Easy Way Broadcasting's Facebook fans page, you will see for the first time in a long time, I don't know exactly, I'd say 10 years plus, first time in a long time, you're seeing Ozone and Turbo from the original movie. Ozone and Turbo back together again. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I know some magic's going to happen, but you'll be able to see Ozone and Turbo back together again. And Shabba Doo being a little punk and not making me look bad on my show and not doing. You didn't even do the wave, dude. What's up with that? You didn't even do the wave. Turbo did it.
You know, you're forever trying to coax me into a battle of some sort. But you know what? at some point, I will do the wave. Okay.
Yeah, you need
but
to do the wave.
But it wasn't going to happen yesterday.
Okay, that's all right. I just remember who's controlling the board on your show. All right, go ahead, man. It's all you. This is going to be a great show. I'm excited. Who we got on? What's
it's,
up?
I started to say, but I'm really excited about the show today. I have the director, the executive producer, and creator. I have the action coordinator and some of the cast members from Option Zero, a television pilot I had the pleasure of working on as well. These guys are a bunch of super talented filmmakers, and we're going to talk a lot about the show, about their inspiration and all that stuff, and hopefully it will inspire a lot of those hip-hop heads out there who are desiring to get into film themselves and what it really takes to put together a credible show. So I've got some really talented people. I'm so excited, man. Oh, wow. R.L. Scott, Elver Ling, Alfred.
I saw a little bit of the behind-the-scenes
interview. I hope I get
interview.
His name right. Hmm?
I saw a little bit of the behind-the-scenes interview with you and Dante, and he was talking about this new major movie that you're doing, and you actually told us a lot about what you're doing, which tells me you're able to talk about it. And you, I guess this is the director? This is the guy that puts you in the movie? Or who is?
Oh, no, actually, it's a television pilot. And R.L. Scott was the director, and Elver Ling is the executive producer and writer, creator of the show itself. They did some gutsy moves, and we're going to talk all about it. I don't want to tip the hand here, but we're going to talk about, you know, their creative casting choices and all that stuff. But
well, I
yeah,
think
I'm
we got
really
them in
the
queue, man.
That,
I think I see a whole bunch of callers coming in. These are either fans or your guests.
Okay, well, you know, bring them in. It should be Elver Ling, R.L. Scott, Christian Howard, Adamo Palladino, Amy Johnston, and Alfred Singh. I hope I get that right. I think the H is silent, but, you know, if I'm not, you know, the guys are really cool and really experienced martial artists. So if I get it wrong, you may not hear it from me next week. He might do me in. I don't know, but I hope my guys are on. Are you guys on?
Hi, Amy.
Hello?
Is.
Hello.
Amy. Okay, we have Amy Johnston, an incredible martial artist, been doing martial arts her whole life. I'll let her tell you about it. Since you're here, Amy, you know, why don't you tell our listeners your name, who you are, and the character you play in Option Zero.
Okay, hello. I'm happy to be here. My name is Amy Johnston. I am an actress and stunt woman, and I play the character of Kara on Option Zero.
Wonderful. Who else is online? Do we have any of the other actors on?
Hello?
Who's on?
Christian.
Hi, Christian. This is Christian Howard, incredible actor and martial artist. Tell our listeners who you are and briefly the character you played on Option Zero.
Hey, guys. Good to be here. I'm Christian Howard, actor from the UK, and I play Nate in Option Zero.
Great, great. And great show it was. And we're going to get into your experience on the show. Who else is on the line? Do we have Adamo? Is Adamo on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Tell the listeners your name and the character you played on Option Zero.
Hello, thanks for having me on. My name is Adamo Palladino, and I play Cyrus.
Yeah, he's a clever guy there, that Cyrus. Hey,
yeah, well.
Do we have, is R.L. Scott, Oliver Ling, or Alfred Singh? I hope, again, I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
It's R.L.
I'm here. Okay, R.L. Scott. We have R.L. Scott, the director. R.L. Scott, tell the listeners your name, and, of course, you know, now they know you're the director, but please repeat it.
Hello, everyone. This is R.L. Scott. I am a writer, director, producer, and fight choreographer, and the director and producer of Option Zero.
Wonderful. And I tell you, it was a great experience. We're going to get into that. Oliver Ling, are you there? The creator, executive producer. Oliver, are you on?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Oliver, please tell our listeners your name and, I just stated, but restate your name and position on the show.
Hi, my name is Oliver Ling, and I am the executive producer as well as an actor on the show. I play Connor.
Right, and do we have Alfred? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Alfred Singh, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
Alfred, are you on?
I'm on.
Please tell our listeners your name and the position you held on Option Zero.
Hi, I'm Alfred Singh. I'm actually an actor, producer, and action coordinator. And for Option Zero, I did take care of all the action coordinating and fight choreography.
Well, we have the full cast. I mean, we have the body of everyone who makes it happen, starting with Oliver Ling, the creator of Option Zero, the director, who's incredible as well. We have some amazing actors and martial artists. So here we are. Let's just get right into it. R.L., I found the time I spent on the show amazing, watching you work and all that stuff. But, you know, please tell our listeners what was your introduction to filmmaking and what – and how was it working with producer, writer, Oliver Ling? I mean, what was your experience?
Well, I actually started out really young. I started when I was 15. I grew up overseas in Brazil, and my dad was in the Army, so he would send me, all these different films from all over the world. And so I got exposed really early to action movies as well as studying martial arts at a young age. So, at 15, I just started writing and directing short films and shooting them on Betamax, and, you know, it just kind of grew from there. And, it was really awesome. And Oliver contacted me, and he had, this really unique idea. He wanted to assemble, a really great cast and create something really interesting. And I read the script, thought it was really tight and really solid, and and interesting. And yeah, we just started from there. Just started sort of piecing everything together, and you know, it resulted in the amazing cast and crew that we ended up with.
I got to tell you firsthand, my experience was just absolutely amazing, and I was just in awe watching all you talented people working. I was just saying, oh, my God, you guys are incredible. Elliver, you know, you shared something with me near the craft service there, and, you know, what was the genesis of this project? It was interesting how you came up with the name. Could you share that and what the premise of the show is, the crux of it?
Okay, well, the show is basically about this special ops team of special ops who specialize in special tactics and assassination. They are like a secret unit put together by the government, like used for basically secret assassinations. And so this was a project, I mean, a concept I came up with like when I was like 16, like, so 15 years
wow.
ago. And so over time, there were just, like, so many different influences I got just over and over and over again. I'd say the original inspiration was actually this video game on PlayStation I played called Tenchu, Stealth Assassins, and it was a game about a team of three ninja, and so the missions they went on, the relationships with each other, I thought, you know what, that's a pretty cool concept, but I wonder how it would apply in modern times. And so, like, nowadays with like ever since 9/11, like terrorism and just like hostage situations, I thought it'd be such a great concept. And the name itself was kind of interesting how I came up with it. Like I was just like over the years, I was just scratching my head about like, you know, different names I could use. And but I'd say like a couple of years ago, I was just having this interesting discussion with, I forgot who it was, but it was about the Lakers squad that we had right there. It was, like, with Shaq and Kobe. And so then there was, like, this argument we had about, like, Kobe's role in the whole team. And so then so that we were saying, yeah, Shaq was option one, Kobe was option two. And so I just said, yo, Kobe's stats are too high to be an option two. And then someone, I said, yeah, he's an option one. And someone asked, okay, then what's Shaq? And I thought, I just randomly said, option zero. He's, like, the very, like, last resort. So, yeah, and
wow.
Hey, you know, kind of catchy. I'm going to hold on to that. And then a couple years later, just decided to fish it out.
You know, that was, I found that extremely fascinating when you were sharing that with me on the set. I thought, wow, what a cool idea. So you see people out there, good ideas come from all sorts of places, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. You know,
yeah, you find the right time.
You know, Amy and Christian Damo, I'm going to talk to you, you know, from an actor's point of view. You know, what is an actor? I mean, people say, you know, they think it's just saying words or what have you. And you know, and please tell us, you know, briefly, what is an actor to you? What are you called on to do? Any one of you guys can jump in.
Okay,
there.
I'll jump in then.
Is this Adamo speaking?
Yeah, this is Adamo, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's so different for everyone. But for me, you're basically lying, you know. We've got to have give a convincing lie. We, you know, you've got to take a bunch of words and spew them out in a very realistic way for that moment. But, it's, you know, like I said, it changes it more from one person to another.
Well, I understand that. And so, Christian, based on that idea, what's your take on it as an actor? What's your approach?
I mean, well, liar. Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, part of the reason I got into acting is just to be doing something different all the time, and that's why I really like to explore, to be given, you know, something where you've got to create as you go. That's something I really get out of it, and I think that's the appeal for a lot of people. You get to pretend and you get to explore different people, and it's kind of about human behavior.
Hmm, that's interesting. And so Amy, is that pretty much how you stand, or where you're at with the acting thing?
Yeah, I like what they both said, and I actually really agree with the exploring of different behaviors and different characters and expressing different emotions of different types of people. It's very interesting to me, and I think actors are storytellers. You know, they're helping to tell you the story through their expression, their emotions, and their realism of these characters. They bring them to life.
Mm-hmm. You know, Elliver, you are one of those rare beings that can do almost all kinds of things. I mean, executive producing, creating, writing. And you were also an actor on Option Zero, and I know you do other acting roles. So what is it for acting for you, Elliver Ling?
For me, it's just always been about the storytelling, quite frankly. Like, I've always been just enamored with the concept of storytelling, whether it's like from a book or, you know, from an acting standpoint. You have all these characters, and then you as an actor, your job is to basically become that part of the story and tell your part of the story. And like when you get all the pieces together, when everyone's being part, you just have this amazing like masterpiece being told by all the actors, all the storytellers, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that, you know, taking a page from Adamo's book, I mean, I witnessed it myself, listeners. These guys are some amazing liars. I mean, they were on a set lying their behinds off. I've never seen anything like it. But their lies were so good, I thought they were real. They were truth, but there you go. Any case, this is an action television series, a dramatic action series, and I know that a number of you guys, Amy, Christian, Elliver Ling, the director, everyone was heavily involved with martial arts, and I want to know from your experience, you know, what was it like working with the great Alfred Singh? I mean, you know, with his action coordination and all that stuff. What was that like? Anyone you guys could jump in there, it doesn't matter. Pull a straw.
Okay, this is Christian. I mean, I hadn't worked with Alfred before or met Alfred before the day we were kind of on set, and I think he's very good at making people feel comfortable about the action he's got planned out. And the worst thing is if you get there and no one's got a plan, but Alfred clearly had in his head how this was going to go down. When we enter this main room, and Amy and myself and Oliver kind of just clear this room with guns and then get into like hand-to-hand combat with all these bad guys. And I'm just glad Alfred kind of had a really clear plan of like where we were going to be at, you know, stage one, stage two, stage three, so we could really just bust through all of that. And, you know, just trying to remember where corpses were meant to be, like of the people we'd shot before, was a task in itself. I think he did a really great job of visualizing the action before we even got there. And RL as well, just with angles and just working out how we were going to capture all of this. I think, you know, as a team, they worked really well to kind of bring that to life. From the rushes that we saw, it looked fantastic as we were going along.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, Alfred, could you illuminate this? What is your plan? I mean, how do you go about coordinate the action? I mean, how do you visualize that stuff? Is it like dancing? Is it like, you know, I'm a choreographer, so I know how that works. Is it sort of like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in some sense. I'm not a good dancer, but there's a lot of commonalities, I guess. Like, when I do a fight, I'm keeping a lot of things in mind, like the pacing, how it would look like in the editing. You know, I try to get into the characters' heads, not too much, but, you know, how would a certain person fight? You know, you can make a cool fight, but it has to be suitable for the storyline, for the actual actors that are playing that character within their abilities. So there's a lot of, you know, things that come into play.
So the relationship, RL, so your relationship as the director and Alfred's relationship is really, really important. I mean, for setting do you set the tempo, the rhythm of it, if you will? I mean, how has that worked out between you two guys?
Yeah, it was, and I'm pretty sure Alfred can feel the same, but it was incredibly refreshing, you know. Oftentimes when, as an action director, you know, you work on different projects, and sometimes when you're working with someone who may not be familiar with martial arts or familiar with how to capture action, it can be very difficult, you know. You know, you sort of come in with a vision and your vision gets sort of ripped apart, mostly based on the fact that there's very little understanding of what you're doing and what you're trying to do. And so, you know, Alfred and myself, we both study Chinese martial arts. We, you know, we both had experiences that are similar. We both love the same type of movies. And so we got in sync, like, really fast. You know, it was pretty effortless. And, you know, by, you know, after a while, man, I just, you know, I just got out of his way. I just let Alfred take over, man, and you know, do what he wanted to do. Because I trusted him completely. I mean, he worked his butt off, and, you know, he didn't want there to just be action. He wanted there to be great action. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He worked really, really hard, and I was really impressed. And, you know, definitely work with him again, you know.
So it's definitely, you could say it's a real deadly dance that goes on there. I mean, it has to look real. It has to have a flow. It has to have an energy. It has to have a rhythm to it and all that stuff. So I can relate as a choreographer and a dancer myself. I can relate to that whole relationship. Now, I have studied all you guys and read of your bios and all that, and I was just blown away by it. But, you know, I found Amy Johnston fascinating because you listeners out there, if you haven't seen her posters on Facebook and what have you, I'm telling you, yeah, here's this young lady, attractive young lady who looks delicate, but don't be fooled. This woman really is the real deal. She can do all of that stuff you're going to see her do in this show. Amy.
Hi. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Keep going.
My
I'm here
God,
all day.
Oh, my God. With the martial arts you have, it was just outrageous to me. I mean, because I met you on the set, and you're just such a nice, sweet person and so easygoing and all that. But then when I read it, I was like, oh, my God, she's like an assassin. Anyway, so there's Bruce Lee with lipstick. Anyway, it's crazy. You know, in any case, you know, I know, you know, Adamo and Christian, you guys are both British, and it is another
British
invasion.
We're not Bruce Lee with lipstick.
You know, no, you're not Bruce Lee with lipstick, but you're too British, and my British accent sucks, I know, so don't tell me. But
right.
I'll tell you, what was the first thing, you know, from across the pond, what was the first film or television show that you watched and thought, man, that's what I want to do, you know, I want to do that?
This is Adamo. Well, for me personally, I mean, being British, the first films I was introduced to was James Bond, and it just,
yes.
That was my superhero growing up, and that's what I wanted to emulate as a kid before knowing what acting was. And, you know, you go outside and you play with guns and whatnot, and so, you know, that stuck. And of course, all the American action shows, you know, in England, those are the cool shows to watch, I think, you know. The TV shows, so.
And you, Christian?
Yeah.
How about you, Christian?
Well, very, very similar affair. I mean, I kind of grew up on the 80s action movie, all the Stallones and Arnolds and Van Dams, and that kind of really inspired me to get into films and also martial arts as well. So it was kind of a double whammy. That was kind of, you wanted to emulate those guys and run around, and I think that's part of what, you know, I deem as myself being quite a physical person is probably down to all of that stuff of trying to reach a peak in physicality as well as, like, thinking, okay, you can do that on screen. And really, I looked up to those guys, especially, like, Stallone, who kind of made his own luck with like, writing the script and stuff, and that kind of inspired me to get into writing as well and just, you know, make some for yourself. But, yeah, the 80s was an incredible time, and that's why, like, when Oliver came to me with this this kind of action story, I was, you know, I was inspired to do it as well. He's kind of doing the same thing, like making his own luck. He's written a story and he's really putting it together. So hats off to him.
You know, I think those stories are fascinating. You know, and I want to say this, make this statement as a father and as a responsible father. And I know there's a number of young listeners on the phone and listening in all over the world. I want to tell you right now that, you know, these guys are professionals, and the guns that they use on the set are not real. And we don't promote violence, and we're not suggesting that you go out and play with it or try to emulate any of these activities that you see these professionals do on television shows and in movies. So, no, you have to be a professional. You have to have, you know, safeties out there. So don't get caught up, people, okay? It's just movie making, just television making. Now, you know what, RL, as a director, and this is also a question for you, Oliver Ling, and even for you, Alfred, I want you to chime in, but from your respective chairs, you know, what do you watch? You know, what are the films that really inspire you guys?
For me, I guess the most influential, I would say
is
more
RL?
So that, yeah, this is RL. For okay. me, it's more so the directors, as well as their bodies of work. You know, people, directors like Wilson Yip and Zhang Yimou and, you know, John Woo and David Fincher, you know, people like that, I guess, I would say their sort of collective bodies of work inspire me quite a bit. And I'm also a huge fan of Korean cinema as well. But, yeah, I would say, you know, the whole, you know, I'm just a huge lover of cinema, and I think that every culture has something unique about their storytelling or their delivery. So I pretty much watch everything, you know.
How about you, Oliver?
Well, for me, it's because, like Christian, I grew up on the 80s, 90s action stars, like Stallone's, the Van Damme's, and then, like, 90s, I started growing up on, like, Power Rangers, WMAC Masters, like, a lot of the high-level martial artists, and so they inspired me to keep up my training, even when my parents left pulled me out of martial arts after getting almost knocked out in tournaments. So, yeah, like, I still remember every three-day weekend I would run into Jackie Chan, Jet Li film, and so I really loved the action, but then when I saw a movie with great action and compelling story, I was just, I was just captured by it, and so I just realized that, you know, this is something I want to do, like, one day. Like, I want to create my own, story, like, with amazing action, and yeah, that's what brings me to today. Like, over the years, I was just inspired by many other, like, TV shows, other movies like Jason Bourne, 24, all that video game. Like, a lot of video games nowadays have very cinematic storylines as well. I've been inspired by others like Sleeping Dogs, Yakuza, like those, like a lot of those special ops and like organized crime games. So a lot of it has factor into like putting the descriptive options there together.
I tell you, you know, I got to share this with the listeners. You know, I first laid my eyes on Oliver Ling on the set, and I didn't know he was. First of all, I didn't know he was executive producer yet because I hadn't met him yet. So, because he was so young, I just assumed that he wasn't. But in any case, there he is doing some martial arts, whatever. And I don't know if you remember, Oliver. I approached you and I said, well, you know, what are you doing? You see, and I'm just loosening up. That's how I loosen up. And I just thought, okay, well, other people just drink a cup of coffee. He does a kata. There you go. So I said, this set just got real interesting. You know, and I tell you, listeners, I was humbled by the whole experience. I don't know about you guys, but I was on the set thinking everybody in here, including Amy, can beat me up. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, I felt like the weakest person there. But I felt like I could outrun you. There you go. So, Alfred Singh, same question for you. What is the, you know, film that, you know, that inspire you, you know, to do what you do and that you're so great at?
Well, I think, yeah, when I was young, I grew up watching a lot of Jackie Chan and Jet Li films, and, you know, kind of two that stand out for me is Police Story 1 and Drunken Master 2. Just amazing action. Like, the pacing was, you know, just keeps you on your seat at all times. Jackie Chan was always pushing the envelope, and, you know, he inspired me, and I was blessed to be able to have worked with him and learn from him directly. And, you know, that combined with the fact that I grew up in the U.S., so I still like really, you know, it needs to be story-driven. You know, I like the drama. Like, I like Mission Impossible 3 and 4. There's really some good scenes with Tom Cruise and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And so, yeah, I want to, like, see something that's fresh, but with, like, real martial arts, but then combined with, like, the technology that we have today to shoot it in the best way possible. So that's kind of what inspires me.
But I tell you, Eric, do we have any callers? Anybody called in? If not, I want to get with the next question with for Christian, Amy, and Adamo.
We have one caller, Shab. I have not filtered it, but we'll go ahead and see what we got. 818.
Throw them in there. Hey, you know what? These guys, if you know, bring them in unfiltered, because if they act up, this is the team to take them out.
All right, caller.
They're going to walk into a hornet's nest if they act up. So bring on the fools if they're on the line.
818-8121. You are on air if you want to talk to any of our guests or hosts. Are you there? Sometimes we got shy callers. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab 323-6644. Caller, are you there? 323-6644. Okay, we got two shy callers, so nobody's shy, but we
aww.
Do have a comment.
Because you know what? I got a heavy gang here. These guys are intimidating for some people. I mean, just think about it. How many guests do you know that the girl can whoop half the people in Los Angeles? There you go. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Ms. Shab, we do have
a
comment.
For Chris.
We do have a comment from one of our chatters. We have about 20 chatters in the room. Awesome show. Want to learn more about movies? Do you have any spots for me to act?
Well, so I'll answer that. I'll tell you what. There is a protocol in this town. And the protocol is, first of all, learn your craft. Second of all, get proper representation. And then we'll see where you're at. And I think then you'll be able to approach these guys. And as a matter of fact, if you're doing things right, I think that Elver Ling or R.L. Scott or any of these other actors or whatever will contact you. In any case, Christian, Amy, Adamo, name each of you guys. I know you may have many, but name one favorite action star each. Come on, just rip it off. What is it?
Michelle Yeoh for Amy.
For Amy, jump in there. Who is it?
Michelle Yeoh.
Okay.
She was in Crouching Tiger, Super Cop. Okay.
Who's next? This is Adamo. I mean, you know, who I'm really enjoying is Liam Neeson. He's bringing that. You wouldn't typically see him as the action guy now, but he's because of his age. But he really owns his roles, and I'm really enjoying watching
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Liam as well. Man, he's great. He's doing really great. And what was yours? What was yours, Christian?
Firing guy, you know, he's in great shape, and he was gives 110, even like now that he's 60-something, he's still getting in shape and doing the running around himself, you know. I think he's an inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. I would also have to say Donnie Yen. I think Donnie Yen is the best, you know. Yeah, he's definitely at the top of my list.
Like for me, I'd say it's like trying to pick your favorite child, but because I love so many of them, like Pico Wise from Raid is awesome. Like he's up and coming. Yeah, you have Jackie Chan, Jet Li, obviously, but I'd say right now it's Donnie Yen as well because he seems to be the most adaptable in terms of different styles. Like he's just so versatile right now, and I think he can really make a lot of changes when he comes out to Hollywood again.
All right, guys, it seems that our host has dropped. That's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. That does happen sometimes. I'm Easy. Nice to meet all of Shabadoo's friends and hosts. This is my show, Easy Talk Live, and we're on breaking news. So, guys, we're going to go a quick commercial break. I hope you're enjoying today's show, and we're going to try to get Shabadoo back on the line to continue breaking news. And you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
I'm back.
Yay.
And now, breaking news with...
I am back and better than ever. It's a sad day when you get kidnapped by a spy ring and you have on the phone with you some of the most dangerous people known to man. And I didn't get any help from you guys. I mean, didn't any one of you guys get my ransom note or anything?
we just opened it as you got back on the line. We just read it.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, thanks. Well, they tortured me. They did the waterboarding, the whole nine, and now you come.
Well, the ransom is too high.
Case,
I already saw the budget.
Well, any case, you know, there's technology for you. But let's press on. I'm glad to be back, and I have a question for you, for all of you guys. You know, are there any shows out there that any of you have done, and any of you guys can chime in? Did you wish you hadn't?
Well, you know, I try not to live in regrets. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I don't want to step on anyone's toes here.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Adamo. You know, I don't believe in living in regrets, but, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. But at the time, everything seems like a good idea, and you got to pay your bills, But everything where I am today has led me here from what I've done. So I don't wish I hadn't done anything, really.
So Sesame Street was cool with you then?
What's that?
Sesame Street, weren't you Cookie Monster's friend? No, let's move on. Amy, so you have... What is there any shows you regret doing? You know, the thing is, that's a spiky question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
because,
I'm not going to give you names or anything. It's because you're going
to
Google
it. You know what? I'm going to let you guys off the hook with that one, and we're going to move on to something else because I realize, you know, when you put these questions together, you think, oh, you know, I'll think I'll ask them that. But now that I'm thinking about it in real time, it's probably not that good. So let's move on. In any case, you guys have full-fledged careers. You're practicing your craft all the time, martial arts, acting, modeling, what have you. You guys have families as well, right?
Yes.
You guys married? How's that going?
Yeah. Actually, this is our yes, I am married, and I have an amazing wife who is also an actress as well. And, it's amazing. It's really it's interesting because I've never been with anyone in the industry before. So there are so many things that you share with a person who is in the entertainment industry. You know, there's so many things they understand about you that someone who isn't in the industry most likely wouldn't. So, very fortunate in that regard.
Are you married, Oliver, or... Are you just
nope.
a single guy out here?
I'm a single guy. I have loving parents who have been very supportive. although somewhat reluctantly. And
yeah. Elver's a pimp with a sword, you know what I'm saying?
You ladies out there, you're, or what have you, you don't realize this, but Elver Ling is a good-looking guy. If you haven't seen this photo, he's a handsome Joe.
Yep.
You know, and tall, you know, well-built. I mean, I'm your promoter, Elver.
Thanks, really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, on a good-looking scale, you're good-looking. You know, I really have a question here, and this one is really pressing me before, you know, because we're running out of time, and I really want to get this question in. This is a question for Elver Ling and for RL. When I was first approached about being a part of this wonderful project, Option Zero, I know, as when I read the script, it was written for a white guy in his 50s. And I just thought to myself, well, now that is what they call casting against type. And, you know, RL, what got into your mind that says, you know what, I'm going to bring in the king of street dance, and I'm going to have him be this special ops task force commander, and I, you know, that's just was a heads up gutsy move, guys. RL, why Shabadoo?
Well, for me, you know, throughout my whole career, it's been always been really important to me to sort of create different types of roles and different opportunities for artists that, you know, different types of roles that they may otherwise not have an opportunity to get. I actually just finished writing a script for a drama that I'm producing next year. And the story is about a Honduran ex-boxer who falls in love with a blind Korean sculptor, you know. So, you know, for me, it's all about doing something new and interesting and different. And if it's been done before, it's boring to me. It's something that I don't necessarily like to tread over the same water if I can help it. And so, so for me, when I read the role and I didn't even look at, you know, the fact that the actor is supposed to be 50 and Caucasian. I just thought, like, who's the best person for this role? Who's the best person that I know? And I thought the best actor for this role was you. You know what I mean? So I try not to approach it with any limitations on how to sort of, you know, fit someone into this role as opposed to like finding the best person for it, no matter, you know, and seeing if we can make that work, you know what I mean? So it was just the best person for the job, and that was it.
Well, thank you. You know, again, that was gutsy. Elver, you had to sign, you had to co-sign that.
Basically, when I came to casting this role, I was pretty flexible in my criteria, and so left it pretty open-ended on ethnicity, although it's like the description was, it would lead you to imagine it's a white guy in his 50s, but I sat there and then I looked at the people submitted and I'm thinking, I need a guy who basically exudes authority the moment he walks into that room. Like, when he walks in, he thinks he's just a salute this guy, and he's got like a clear authority and power. So I was just scratching my head about it, and so I asked RL, you know of anyone? And so, your name came up, and I trusted RL enough to find the right man for the job, and the rest was history.
Yeah, plus I also felt like, you know, because all of these other characters were killers, and they had to be serious and hardcore, I felt like we needed a commander who had the proper bravado and the proper swag, if you will, you know.
I tell you guys, I really want to thank you for, you know, the opportunity to work on such a spectacular production and to be able to work with Christian and Amy and Adamo and Conrad and the rest of the cast, and I just had a blast. You know, we're running out of time here, and I want to have you guys come on again and when the show. I know it's in post production, and when it's wrapped and it's ready for the people to see it and all that stuff, I want to have you guys come back on the show. And I have you come on in smaller groups so we can really talk about, you know, how it worked and all that stuff. But I want to thank you all for coming on the show. It means a lot to me. I'm sure the listeners are inspired by what you guys, you know, your journeys and all that stuff. And I want people to stay in contact with you. I know they can contact you on Facebook and Twitter. Again, look for Elver Ling, R.L. Scott, Amy Johnston, Adamo Palladino, Christian Howard, and Alfred Singh. And, you know, Alfred Singh, you know, that you got to check him out, because I went to his page and I was just like, oh, my God. He looks like he walks right out of one of those kung fu movies. It's amazing. I'm a kung fu movie freak, so I love those movies, you know. In any case, you guys follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook. You will hear about Option Zero. It's a great show. And I wish you guys and Elver and everybody tremendous success with it. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you for coming on. Breaking news brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, guys, you are listening to Easy Talk Live. That was Breaking News with Shabba Doo, only on Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks. So we're going to get right into the Easy Way 411, giving you guys all the info, the moment you've been waiting for, so you know what's going on, what is moving forward in the future. To start out with, we got the paintball tournament, the Peace Fun Games, December 6th and 7th. December 6th and 7th is going to be amazing at Camp Pendleton, the biggest celebrity paintball game known to man. Your man EZ is going to be hosting the whole thing. So if you've seen The Hunger Games, you saw that guy with the purple suit and the ponytail, that'll be me, only I won't be wearing a purple suit. It's going to be awesome. They got so many celebrities. You want to know more about it, you go to thepeacefundgames.org and you'll get all the information. Thepeacefundgames.org. We'll also be posting on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. I might be tweeting it out, putting it out there. We got over, I think, 50 celebrities that are involved and supporting. If you are a sponsor and want to get involved in something that's going to have a lot of viewership, there's going to be an application. There's going to be a donation situation. We are looking for nonprofits. Contact us at our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. It's going to be amazing. A couple of shout-outs to our distribution partners and sponsors. Music That Pays Magazine. Music That Pays Magazine has over 45,000 to 50,000 subscribers quarterly, and they are now creating a little mini Easy Way magazine in their magazine. It's a printed publication as well as digital. They're in 20 cities worldwide. It's amazing. Music That Pays Magazine, as well as FVM Global Magazine. We appreciate FVM Global Magazine, Backstage Access Magazine, 310 Magazine, 504 Magazine. It goes on and on. We have a lot of magazine distribution, as well as all of our blog relationships, all of our blog partners, all celebrity pop culture, celebrity news, celebrity baby, baby pop culture, all the paparazzi blogs, everybody that supports us. Thank you so very, very much. And all the different outlets from Open Vision Networks to film on, to all the different major networks that support us and distribute our content. If you're interested in licensing our content and doing it the easy way and getting some interviews and some information, and celebrities just doing really stupid stuff that you really are not going to get anywhere else unless you're doing it the easy way, you can hit us up at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's booking at easy, letter E, letter Z, way, broadcasting. com. Every week we got a fun interview, definitely going to be at least a star or a corporate-related, a motivational speaker or a philanthropist or somebody with an interesting story. We're going to be having a couple more celebrities come on board and be doing some shows. And again, guys, we do how with the easy way. When we cover something, you'll see interviews, you'll see videos, you'll see a lot of cool stuff. You can go to thewtv.com. We hang with Hollywood. We are not just media coming in doing interviews and stuff. We hang with Hollywood. We're a part of them. We're friends with most of Hollywood, and now getting more integrated in the corporate scene, as well as getting involved in the whole motivational speaking scene. A lot of nonprofit type stuff. We are there, rocking it and popping it. If you want us to cover your event, you want us to come out with the Easy Way Angels, professional hosts, celebrities, media, sponsors, the whole shebang, you can hit us up at Easy Way Broadcasting. Of the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, or you can hit us up at 424-209-9290. That's 424-209-9290. Again, guys, this is a celebrity-based, motivational speaking-based, business-based talk show. We do it the easy way. Everything we do is the easy way. We have a really unique approach of how we do it. So when you're done, do it the hard way. You want to do it the easy way. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break with one of our sponsors, and we will be back with more Easy Way 411. You listen to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, and I'm your host, Easy. We'll be right back.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we're back. Thank you, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. Definitely make sure you guys check out Monday mornings at 10 a.m., Baby Boomers Live, all things human from a baby boomer's perspective with my dad, who's a member of the Knights of Columbus, as well as Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, How to Meet Your Mother, Castle, and many, many other things. She's a great actress. We're blessed to have her as part of the Easy Way team. And also, if you want to be a part of the Easy Way team, if you want to be a host, if you want to be involved, you want to be a PR, if you want to do something, again, hit us up at our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page on Facebook. We're going to be doing a new thing. Well, we've been doing this here and there, but we're actually going to create a segment of this. We're going to start doing opportunities. We call it Easy Way Ops. Easy Way Ops, which stands for Easy Way Opportunities. So if you are looking to get your music played on my station, on my show, or on any of our shows, if you're looking to get your art, if you're looking to get your stuff heard as a producer, as a dancer, as a whatever you're trying to do, we're going to create Easy Way Opportunities. So after the breaking news segment, after Easy Way 411, after our guest segment, after everything that we do, we're going to have opportunities for you to present yourself. Shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up on Twitter. I love you guys. ERICZULEY. I've gotten all your tweets. I try to do what I can to follow you and retweet and everything. I really appreciate you guys and appreciate everybody that's listening. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I'm glad you're enjoying what we're doing. We try to put a smile on your face. We try to do it the easy way. So going to Easy Way Opportunities, I'm going to go ahead and play my boy Sam Starpong's new track. This is actually called Fresh Kids, and this is actually from Sam Starpong. He's a I'm freestyling here, guys, so don't blame me. Sam Starpong was on MTV's Yo Mama. He's won tons of fashion awards. He's been the face of Ed Hardy, face of Tommy Hilfiger. He's now the face of Boy London. He has a new song that he's pushing real hard that has to do with Boy London. I don't know if I have that song or I would play it, or I do have it, but I didn't put it in queue. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It's called Fresh Kids. And this is by Sam Starpong, who's got 3 or 4 movies coming out and a new TV show with Jamie Presley. And it's just going to be amazing. So this is my man Sam Starpong, who was with us. Again, if you guys go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page, you'll be able to see some cool stuff. You'll actually see Sam Starpong and Boogaloo Shrimp himself, Turbo from Breaking 1, Breaking 2, talking to each other. And I try to convince him. I try to put them together and try to get him to do a battle. You know, and Sam was afraid of Turbo, and Turbo was afraid of Sam, you know, because Sam raps and Turbo dances. And I try to put it together, but you guys just got to go check it out. I think you'll like it. It's on Easy Way Broadcasting's Facebook fans page. And so this is Sam Starpong, Fresh Kids, here on Easy Talk Live. And let me know what you guys think.
With the freshest kids, see how we do with it, peep out how it is we live, cause we the freshest kids, come kicking with the freshest kids, see how we do with it, peep out how it is we live, cause we the freshest kids, cause we the freshest kids, the football fresh kids, the football fresh kids. Place, yo, I came here to jam.
Okay.
We gon' party all night. Hope you came with your fam. Bring your girls and your crew, cause the bar's on me. You see me on the runway. Oh yeah, BET. So now we take it worldwide when we come to your town. You the stars, be my clique, and we the dopest around. So yo, get on the dance floor and let me see what you got. You looking like a naughty girl, and it's making me hot. So I'ma dance tonight like tonight is my last. Sexy girl in my lap and we having a blast.
So that was a sneak peek, guys. You will not hear that song yet unless you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. That was a little sneak peek of Sam Starpong's Fresh Kids. First time I ever heard, but really the first time I ever heard was when we did the interview on him a couple weeks ago. But, you know, we play tracks that are not out yet here and there. We're always getting supported by our celebrity friends. We support them when we blog. But I told you guys about the Boy London track. This is a track that he's pushing. Check it out. It's called Boy London by Sam Starpong. So I appreciate you guys' support. This is Boy London, Sam Starpong.
I'm repping the UK, spent a lot of time in LA, but London is the place where this kid was born and raised. Fashion, oh yeah, that's me. Boy London, yeah, now we had to link. What you think? Pounds on us, crowns on me.
I'm Boy London, your Boy London, Boy Diddy, Boy London, Boy Rip, Boy London, Boy London, 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 London.
Guys, if you're out there and you're enjoying this track, you're enjoying this song, put your phones up. Let's go.
Rome, worldwide is where I roam, but still call London home. Runways on this I own, Hotel Verda, second home. Spend 2 nights, then I'm gone, 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 gone.
now I'm set, do my thing. New campaigns, radio plays.
Okay.
Future pay, what you think?
Think, think.
Black to the flashing lights in the movies, that's just how the game do me.
For George and Madonna, Sir Elton and Rihanna, sipping on the vodka, I'm a boy, London, London.
Hey guys, I want to give a shout out to my team, all everybody out there, Dante, Obligacia, Double Obligation, Summer Lean, Alexis, Marino, Patty H. Morris, our production team, Tracy and Eric Everson, Tracy Walker, Eric Everson for coming out yesterday and killing it, doing what they did at the Veterans event. It was an amazing event at the StubHub Center, Watering Steeds Organization, Domino's, Domino's Pizza, Val Mueller, anybody that I have forgotten, anybody that supports the Easy Way, I love you guys. Thank you so much, because we're only as good as your support. Remember that. There's a lot of great things coming up, guys. Don't forget, November 16th, hit my girl up, Kimberly Moore. She's got this event coming up. Kimberly Moore, it's M-O-O-R-E. Kimberly Moore's got this amazing event coming up supporting these kids. Adopt a letter. Check it out if you don't know about it. And down, guys, if you haven't done it yet, I have an application. So if you want to get the Easy Way in your pocket, you want to hang with the stars, you want to see some just amazing interviews and celebrities dance and do things that you just really will not see anywhere else, just download the application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. If you have something you're trying to promote, check this out. We have over 1,500 downloads on our application on the Eric Zulli app, sponsored by My Pocket. Okay? It's an application, and everybody that has downloaded that app will get push notifications on blog posts or anything that we want them to really get. So let's say you have an event coming up a month down the line. We do a couple push notifications. Like I said, we have almost 1,500 downloads. A lot of people in the Los Angeles area do get these push notifications. We can put any type of advertisements, every type of posters, any type of logos right there on the app, and tons of other things. We can even create a channel for you to do whatever you really want it to do within the promotion campaign of what you're trying to promote. So check us out, guys. If you don't know about our marketing and what we do, easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. Easywaypromotions.com. We made it really simple for you guys. Stay tuned, because we got a social network. We got some amazing things coming out, courtesy of mypocket.org. We got a website coming out that's a full-fledged network. It does everything and puts everything into one, and it's going to become a membership, kind of like Facebook type of social network organization, where when you do it the easy way, you go hang, you meet people, you actually can contact management, you can keep track of everything, you can connect with the people you met. It's just going to be a much easier system, and everything, boom, is all rolled into one. But the best part is Easy Way's umbrella. Easy Way is going to be watching what you're doing, who you're talking to, and we can come in and help facilitate, help make that deal happen for you. You know, so we're going to see what you're doing to an extent. Now, if you don't want us to see, it can be private. You can make it to where we have nothing to do with it. But we do have a lot of connections and resources and avenues, divisions of people that can come in and help you. Again, guys, if you want to follow the Easy Way too, you can go to Hollywood The Easy Ways group on Facebook. That's Hollywood The Easy Way. We have over 6,100 members on that group. If you want to promote your stuff, we do, by approval, promote your stuff for you for free. You meet people. It's just a great group on Facebook, a lot of fun. And, you know, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's show. You know, we try to do our thing. And as you heard on the commercial, we have the convention center, the LA Convention Center, the Los Angeles Convention Center with the Ascent Expo, looking for cultural creatives, business people trying to make a difference. A big stage, 60,000 square feet, red carpet, big thing, 3-day expo happening on February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. That's another thing coming up. We got the turkey giveaway coming up with EJ Jackson Limousines, EJ Jackson Turkey Giveaway. I hosted last year. They give away 10,000 turkeys to people in the community. 10,000 turkeys. If you want to come volunteer and support, again, hit our fans page up, Easy Way Broadcasting. If you want to get involved, if you're a celebrity and wants to lend your likeness and you want to support, hit us up. If you're a nonprofit out there and you want some support, we do the Stop Tour, stoptour.org, which is how we try to help stop the nonsense. And, yeah, so, you know, we do our thing. So I hope you enjoyed, once again, this edition of Easy Talk Live, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We really appreciate you guys' time today, and I hope that you tell your friends. I hope you press the share button. I hope that you help support us. We got another amazing guest coming up next week. Don't miss out. If you guys want to be a guest, if you have anybody you want to submit that you think should be a guest, hit us up on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. That's how it goes. So, yeah, guys, I really appreciate your time and hanging with us. And I am Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy, here in Hollywood, California, Orange County, California, Vegas. I don't know. Never know where I pop up, but we're out doing our thing all over the place. But really appreciate you guys' support, and thank you for listening today. And we will catch you guys next week. Again, download that app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Get all things Easy Way right there in your pocket. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you guys next week, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Easy Talk Live on Blog Talk Radio, the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, powered by WTV Networks. Yo, Price, tell them what's going on.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.